It requires and it means less red tape, fewer duplicate checks, and ultimately saves time and costs across the board, both from an Irish, EU and UK standard. It also in immediacy means that we will see less blurry queues at the borders. And again, to try and take in the geopolitical play that is currently ongoing, when you see whispers or the back and forth around tariffs at an international scale, be it through US or other further fields, our closest trading partner, be it the UK, that takes about close to 40% of our exports, means about 7 billion to our Irish economy. We import close to 5 billion. So that really close trading partner having that clarity in what happens next is incredibly important. Just for, I mean, I often talk about the changing of the goalposts, particularly for our farming community or agriculture sector overall. And this is just another opportunity for us to level the playing field, bring down that bureaucratic red tape that people have been openly expressing around the Brexit deal since its inception. And we bring adults back to the table to discuss and debate what needs to happen next for the best of the EU, Ireland and UK relationship.
Well, that's exactly it, isn't it? Because, like you said, when Brexit first came about, there was a lot of question marks. And one thing that didn't want to be lost, particularly in terms of the farming sector, was those cross-border relations and to the wider UK as a whole. Because as you rightly pointed out, in terms of how heavily we depend on them for exports, that for this kind of agreement, this just lets farmers know, as you're saying, it provides that clarity and it just provides a bit of stability to a market that is can be quite fluctuating, particularly in recent times. And it's just laying out the pathway, perhaps, for the next steps to be made and to continue to prosper as much as possible.
Indeed, and it's all those things. I mean, I often think about when I talk about agriculture or rural development, regional development overall, like our region, Midlands, Northwest, particularly the West and Northwest, where your listeners are hearing this now, has been a region in transition for some time. Now, that, not to point fingers to the impact Brexit had, but it's certainly added pressure to the fact that it's incredibly difficult to get the investment we need from an EU national level.